And there is always, Krishna explains in the 14th chapter, that not only do they exist, coexist together. There is not one mode existing like that. I am not always in the mode of goodness. Now I will be in the mode of goodness. When I go home, I may not go up, basically. I'll drop down to the mode of passion and then ignorance, basically, you know. Any small thing, why did he do that? You know? Angry, anger, passion, you know. Affectionate for material things. Passionate. This goes on, right? So the three modes coexist. It cannot be independent. And not only that, Krishna explains that there's a competition between the modes. Right? Right now I'm in the mode of goodness, then the mode of passion will come, and the mode of ignorance, and there's a competition. Then after some time, after 1 hour, 2 hours, I'll be in the mode of ignorance. Then again I'll come to the mode of passion. Then again goodness. It's constantly going on. Right? Now what happens? Because of that, there's fluctuation, you know. There's a change. Change in what? Change in your body. Change in the weather. Change in the day. Change in the time. So material world, everything is changing. Constantly changing. Childhood to boyhood. Boyhood to youth. Youth to adolescent. Adolescent to old age. Old age to death. Constantly we are changing. Right? We see someone young, someone youth, someone old, someone adolescent, old age, death. Constantly, bodies constantly changing. Right? So, this phenomenon is very, very difficult to understand. Now, in the previous chapter, we see how even great personality like Nandishwar, right? Nandishwar is a servant of Lord Shiva, right? And Brihaspati, all the great munis, all the great sages, they got agitated the three modes. Because the three modes is like that, you know. It will quickly drop someone into the mode of passion and they get angry. So we see in the previous chapter that how even great devotees were angered and were cursing and counter-cursing. This we have seen in the previous chapter. Now in this chapter, in the previous chapter, we saw that, you know, there was enmity between Daksha and his son-in-law, you know, Lord Shiva. Now, the enmity is continuing because of anger, the root cause. And then in this chapter, we see that Daksha wants to perform a sacrifice now, and he doesn't want to call Lord Shiva. Why, when I call Lord Shiva only is a problem? I don't want to call him. Let me be out of sight, you know, and no problem. That is what he's saying. But see, we will see later on, you know, as we progress, how the complications are going, you know. It's becoming very tough for Daksha. And then Srila Prabhupada makes a point here that the worship of my devotees is better than the worship of me, which means that Krishna is saying the worship of my devotees is better than the worship of me. Right? Why does it say that? Why does the Lord say that? Because we see, you know, even in the material life, you know, the life, we want our children to be better than us. Obviously, correct? That is how it is, right? We want, you know, oh, my child is better than me, right? I did BSc, my son did MSc, or I did MSc, my son is PhD, you know. We want our child, you know, to perform better. But in the same way, we are all fragmental part of Krishna, right? We are children of Krishna. So the Lord also wants us, right, to be given a better position than him. That is the nature of Krishna. That's the nature of a parent. Then what is wrong in that? Right? Now to this effect, Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, if someone thinks that he's got to a different level, actually Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's saying, if someone thinks that, right, in the Braja pastimes, if Krishna and his devotees are enjoying on an equal level, or Krishna is reciprocating on an equal level, then he says they have not understood Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why? Because in Chaitanya Leela, in Braja pastimes, the devotees of Krishna, they respect it, they enjoy more than Krishna. Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami is explaining that. Why is that? Why the devotees of Krishna, they are respected, they are enjoying more than Krishna? Because that is what Krishna wants. He wants that way. It has to be done, whatever he thinks. Because we are not the center of the universe. Krishna is the center of the universe. Whatever he thinks, he plans, he desires will happen. Whatever we think, we plan, we desire, may or mostly may not happen. That's how it is. You see who is the center. You just think that I am the center of the universe, you go there, someone will come at 60 kilometers speed and break your leg. Or tomorrow you lose your job. You're the center of the universe. No, not at all. Or, you know, something will fall on you, you know, on your head, you know. So you'll be going, you know, something falls on your head. So this is how the material world works. So, now, again, Srila Prabhupada, the next sentence, Srila Prabhupada says, how in Padma Purana, and she says Shiva Purana, isn't it, Srila Prabhupada? Shiva Purana, Padma Purana, all means the same. Now, in Padma Purana, Lord Shiva is saying to Parvati, you know, Aradhana, Aradhananam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param, Tasmad Parataram Devi Tadyana Samarchanam. What the Lord Shiva is saying, Parvati, is that of all types of worship, the worship of Lord Vishnu is the highest or the best. But better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his pure devotees, Srila Prabhupada. Why? Because he has kept Krishna in his heart. We have to come to the temple to see Krishna. But the devotees, pure devotees, they carry Krishna in the heart. So they are very pure. And that is why, you know, they are more powerful. They can do more wonders than the Lord. To this effect, we are going to see two analogies, right? Or examples. In Ramayana, Rama, Lord Ramachandra, has to go through a great endeavor of building a bridge, right? Between India and Sri Lanka over the Indian Ocean, right? And then cross over to go over to the island of Lanka, right? To take Sita, right? Rama has to make a big endeavor, right? But what did Hanuman do? Just flew over. So powerful, you know? Right? Rama, such a big endeavor, you see. And do anyone know how long it took for Ramachandra to build the bridge? Prabhu, any idea? Statistics? No? Maybe it would have taken some time.
Few days.
Probably. Are you sure? Whatever may be, you know. But it's not like Hanuman flying over. It took some time, right? For the Lord himself. Right? But he's teaching us. But Hanuman flew over and saw Mother Sita first. Then, that's a one. Two, in the story of Ambarish Maharaj, of course, Ambarish Maharaj was offended, right? Durvasa Muni offended Ambarish Maharaj. Right? Everyone knows that. Then, what did he do? Durvasa Muni is not an ordinary person. Very, very powerful. Right? He can fly. He doesn't need Singapore Airlines to go. Right? He can go the upper planetary systems. He can fly through, you know, from Australia to, you know, Chennai or Mumbai. He can go without any airlines. Right? He can do that. Very, very powerful. So what he did, when the Sudarshan Chakra was chasing him, you know, it was about to burn him. Right? He could go up to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha planet and saw Lord Narayan face to face like this. Like I'm seeing Ram, right? Face to face. And he said, your Sudarshan is chasing me. Right? I have come for your protection. Really? He said, I can't protect you. I'm sorry. He said, I'm helpless. I cannot. Right? Lord Narayana is saying, I cannot. Can the Lord cannot do that? He said, no, I cannot. I am the Lord of the Lords. There is nothing which I cannot do. But I cannot do. Then he said, go to my devotee. Then what happened? Ambarish Maharaj protected Durvasa Muni, not Krishna. See, how powerful is the Ambarish Maharaj. Right? So this is how, but we are not, we are talking about the power, the purity of the devotee. How? Right? Krishna himself is bewildered. My devotee, how they love me, you know, how pure and dedicated they are. So he's just, you know, he's surrendering himself. He's giving himself to the devotees. So these are all the very high caliber, you know, pure devotees, right? We can't compare ourselves to that. We can, but over maybe after some 20 or 30 lifetimes. We will attain one day, you know. All right? So this is all happening because of the power of Krishna, because Krishna empowers his devotees. Now, you know how I was mentioning about Daksha, right? The Daksha, he is also a very empowered person. We saw that, and the chapter is continuing now. That, right? See, if the hand is cut off, you can do something. But if the head is cut off, what is a punishment? You know, very serious punishment, okay? All right? Now, to this effect, you know, pride. So I just thought I'll give a quick moral story, you know, about pride. Okay, guys, listening? What did I say now? Not bad. One ear is listening to the friend and one ear is listening. That's good. Okay, about the pride. Now, this is a story which is backdated, you know, if you 50, 60 or 100 years back. This is not the new story. Okay? So you have to go back, switch your mind back. Now, those days, you know, they used to go to Gurukul, not Asurakul. Right? All the metal education, Monash University, the Deakins University, right? The University of whatever you call, you know, the Queensland. You know, all they are all, what kula? Asurakula. Now we are talking about Gurukula, where a student, he goes to the Guru to learn something, right? So those days, they don't have Australian dollars. They don't have, you know, Bank of China to transfer money, okay? Or Bank of Singapore, whatever may be, right? Everything is dakshana, donation, giving gifts. So the student, right, when they go to the spiritual master, they take some offering and give it, you know, please accept this. This is our humble gift to you, like that, right? Someone will buy milk, someone will buy rice and all that stuff. You know? There was no safety also at the time. We can just go give $10 and buy rice. But those days, you know, it has to be given as a gift. So out of that student, there was one proud devotee, proud student. Who is proud here? No one. Oh, very good. That means you're not proud. All right. Now, one of the proud boy, he was there because, obviously, high parentage. His father was very opulent, very rich person, right? Right? Very, very rich person. Now, he also was a student, right? Because his world is a combination of everyone, right? So what he did, every time he used to bring big gifts and give it to that spiritual master and look at everyone. Look, I've got, you know, the great gift for the law, for the spiritual master. So I'm the best student, you know. So I want all attention from the spiritual master to me, right? So they were all, you know, give attention to me because I'm great like that. So everyone was noticing and all. This was going on. One day, he wants to think that, yes, I am the ultimate, right? This is a problem with the material world. You know, the mind says, yes, more, 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 more. There's no limit. And you think you are Krishna. At that time, Krishna will chop off whatever, you know, to be chopped off. All right? Now, at that time, he was very proud. He said, one day, yes, I want to prove that I'm the best, you know, student. And I want recognition from my guru. So I'll give the best gift. So he asked his father, give me the best gift. What's the best gift? The father said, okay, I'll give you gold bangles, you know, studded with diamond. Well, Mataji, do you like that? You know, diamonds will be seen, gold, right? And it'll be shining out, you know. worth about maybe 2 houses in Albert Park. You know, so that he took 2 and went to the spiritual master, right? Every one of them, they left, you know, all this. He said, this is my spiritual master guru. This is my gift. So he kept it, you know. And those days, they did not have a ducted heating ceiling. There's no need. Okay? They used to have the classes near the tree, under the tree, near the pond, river. You know, like where water, you know, water in the moat of goodness, right? Here, you know, if we don't pay the bill, no water. No, Melbourne water will not come to you. Pay the bill, okay? But those days, all the rishis, everything, they live closer to the water. Because water is very important, right? The daily existence. So they were living close to the water, and, you know, they have the classes like that. So this person went, and, you know, in front of everyone, he showed everyone, look at this, I'm giving it to my guru. He kept it, okay? The guru noticed. The guru knows everything, right? Spiritual master. He knows everything. He said, okay, thank you very much. Said, all of them were taking class and all that. As the class was going on, you know how it's windy and all that, you know, and it is not like a marble floor like that. So they're sitting on a rock and all that, you know, it is a bit, you know, it's not safe. It's not a plain surface, right? It's like a rock and all that. So he kept it near the rock. Now, as the class was going on, you know, he was constantly looking at the bangle, this guy. But everyone else was attending the class. Right? Now, slowly what happened, you know, because of wind and all that, you know, whatever movement, one of the bangle, it rolled on and fell into the river. Immediately what happened? Listen, he jumped because he's attached. He gave it to his guru, but still he is attached. So what happened? He jumped. Just like a shark. And then, you know, he was disappearing. Then the spiritual master did not even mind. He was taking classes like this. Okay, come on, next class. Like that, you know, all we're doing. This is something like, you know, the example is, you know, this diversion is something like, now we are all listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. Suddenly someone takes up his phone. He's supposed to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. Someone takes up the phone. Oh, battery is not there. I'll go home and charge it. What's the need for battery now? You're listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, right? No. Because the mind is telling, I'll go and charge my battery and come. What happens? You miss Bhagavatam. So it's something like that. So the class is going on. So this person is attached. He jumped into the river and is looking for the bangle. One bangle. One bangle is still there. Then it took about 5 or 10 minutes. The class was going on. Other people were attending. They did not bother. Then this guy, after 10 minutes, he came to the guru and he said, Guru Maharaj, I searched everywhere. I could not get it. Please give me one more chance, right? Tell me exactly where it is. I will get it for you. Because this is a very costly gift, right? What did the guru do? What did the guru do? The guru, in order to prove him or teach him a lesson, he took another bangle and threw it. He said, it's there. You understood? The guru took one more bangle. That shows that the guru is not attached. He threw it there. Look there. It is there somewhere there. Then this fellow was baffled. Okay? Now this is how the cause of pride is, you know, if you attach so much, your eyes are blind, basically, you know, you don't know what you're doing. And then you have to pay heavy consequences. Right? It's a small story, but there is some moral in that, right? Okay? This is all because of the 3 modes. Crazy. People are becoming crazy. 3 modes. They don't know. You see in the downtown, right? They don't know what they're doing, you know. Basically, identity is lost. No identity, right? So, when it comes to crazy, you know, I was just remembering one example. Now, during the time of Srila Prabhupada in US, United States of America, at that time, Srila Prabhupada's time, one of the newspaper, right, they had printed an article saying that the Hare Krishnas at that time are crazy. Right? Hare Krishnas are crazy. Then someone saw that paper and brought a copy to Srila Prabhupada. Says, Srila Prabhupada, the newspaper has said that we are crazy. Can you speak louder? When you're with your friends, you're speaking louder. But when you...
I read this in a book.
Of good. What book is it? See, there he goes. So what I'm saying, what I'm saying is correct, right? No, wrong. So, Srila Prabhupada, they showed it to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, this article has come, and the newspaper has printed like this, you know. As in the Uttama Adhikari fashion, Srila Prabhupada always doesn't come down to the any other platform except preaching. Srila Prabhupada, you know, is a transcendental person, completely transcendental. He has just come down from Goloka just to preach Krishna consciousness. That was his mission. There's no other mission for Srila Prabhupada. Completely transcendental person. Now he looked at then he said, okay, I would like to reply this. Maybe Prabhu may know, isn't it? I don't know. Because he is a disciple of, you know, our Prabha Prabhu. I don't know. Then Srila Prabhupada looked at it. Okay, I would like to respond to that. Please write a response. Right, in that response, which has come up in the following day, Srila Prabhupada, his response was, who is crazy? You know, Prabhupada is very bold, right, in preaching. Right? We are bold in material, but in preaching we are very soft. Prabhupada is bold in preaching other material things. Okay, just above three. Three modes means Prabhupada doesn't like. The transcendental mode means, come on, sports, right? We'll play like that. We know three modes. Ah, Krishna conscious. Boring, right? Okay, so Srila Prabhupada said, fine, I'm going to write a reply. You know, in that reply he said, who is crazy? One who thinks that he's a body is a crazy. Very good article, you know. One who thinks. So he's saying how we are tiny fragmental part of the Lord. We are covered by two bodies. Two bodies. Gross body and subtle body. Gross body is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. It's a combination of chemicals. Five metal elements combined. And then what is our subtle body? Mind, intelligence, false ego. False ego. It's put false ego. It was not there, but it's put into that. Just to know that, yeah, just to pretend that, yes, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I can do the things, I'm the manager, I'm Indian, I'm, you know, business accounts manager. See? Upadhis. The material energy is creating upadhis. But Krishna conscious removes all that. Right? He, you know, Srila Prabhupada wrote that like that, you know. Who's crazy? Because you are thinking that you are a person, body, and you're acting on that. But actually, you are not. You are spirit, soul, you know. It's a well-defined article. And Srila Prabhupada responded to that. Right? So this is how this material world crazy is there. But we are thinking that, yes, nothing wrong, you know. We are fine. But we are almost like in a lunatic asylum. You know lunatic asylum? You know what is meaning of lunatic asylum? Yeah, where mad people are there. Right? Mad people, one person thinks I am a prime minister. Other person thinks I am a president, you know? Right? There is a joke on that, right? Once a person went into a mad, you know, into a lunatic asylum, you know, where mad people are living. Right? Now two people are fighting. Always they'll be fighting because they're not on the proper platform. Because in the lunatic asylum, when people are mad, they think something that they're not. Understand? One thinks that, well, I was a Napoleon. One thinks I'm Alexander the Great. Give me the knife. I want to kill everyone like that. Right? All crazy. This is what is happening in our mind also. We are all crazy and we change bodies after bodies. This time in Melbourne, next birth in Singapore. Next time in China, next time, you know, in Dubai. This is all mental. All the mind produces bodies, right? Like that. So, in one of the lunatic asylum and they went, two people are fighting. One fellow is saying, I'm the prime minister. I'm the prime minister. The other guy says, no, you are not. You are not the prime minister. He says, no, I'm the prime minister. Then the other person, you know, who said, why are you fighting? What's the problem? He's also a mad person. He's saying, why are you fighting? What's wrong with you? Now this guy said, I am the prime minister. Then this guy said, no, he's not. Then he's saying, why do you say no? Because I have not resigned. Only when I resign, he will become prime minister. I have not resigned. Another joke also. Again, you know, then one more person said, I am the prime minister, I am the prime minister. Right? Now this guy said, why? How can you say you're the prime minister? You know, you're not the prime minister. He said, no. God, Bhagavan told me that I'm the prime minister. Right? Bhagavan told, you know, I'm the prime minister. And this person said, oh, if God has told that you're the prime minister, then you should be prime minister. Then what happened? In the next room, one voice came. I never said that. Because other person thinks he's Bhagavan. He said, I never said that. This is lunatic asylum. No, we are not different from that. Okay, our continues. We like this kind of a house. We like this, and we want to be happy forever. No, it's not possible. Material world, you're trying to be happy in a place where you cannot be happy. Material world is like that. You're trying to be happy in a place where you cannot be happy. How can a spirit soul enjoy matter? You ask this question to yourself. A spirit soul which is active, Krishna says, right? A spirit soul cannot be even, you know, inactive for a minute. These guys, right? How active you are. 1 minute like this, 1 minute like this, 1 minute like this, 1 minute like this. You know, like a dance. Even sleepy also they're active. Now imagine if they're very active, how they'll be. Dancing each minute, you know. Spirit soul is there in the body. Because the body is matter. Material element. Because of the soul, it's very active. And once when the soul leaves, the body is dead. There's no activeness. Right? There's no active. Spirit soul is so active. So, everything comes from the spirit soul, which is very, very active. I was just thinking, what's the point I was talking about? I was just drifted. We are all on the lunatic. You know, we are all lunatic asylum, and we are all, you know, imagining things that I want like this, I want like this, I want like this. And what is the mind? The mind is nothing but a big container. And what does it do? It fills up with previous thoughts, previous memories, previous experiences, previous habits. That's all, is it? A mind is a habit-forming machine. If you take your mind to Krishna conscious, it will perform Krishna conscious. If you take the mind away from Krishna, it will perform non-devotional activities. See? How Krishna is creating. The one of the design of the mind itself is intelligence. Only Krishna can design with the supreme intelligence. This is mind. Right? A mind acts as a person in presence of a soul. Our mind, we think that it's a person, right? It's a person, but it acts in the presence of the soul. In the absence of the soul, the mind is a matter, dull matter. Right? So, how can a spirit soul enjoy matter? Impossible. Impossible. You cannot enjoy matter, correct? A soul, what does a soul want? A soul wants only devotion service, union with Krishna. This is what is meant to be. It's a part of Krishna. Right? A tiny soul, only in union with Krishna he'll be happy. The Maya can pose different impediments, or it can show you something, glamorous things. Come, get attracted. You know? But it's all, what it's all? It's all temporary. It's a fleeting pleasure of the material world. It's just like a car going in a freeway. Car is there, freeway is there. But before you see, the car is gone. 100 kilometers, it's gone. It comes, it's gone. We have all seen, when we were young, we had so many desires, right? We want to be the first in the class, then we want that, you know, we have got that lover, this lover. That's all gone. The marriage, I want the best wife, best husband, that's gone. I want the best children, that's also gone. Then what else is there? Just, you know, it's just an illusion created by the material energy. It comes, it goes. Within a fraction of a second, it's all gone. What's our life? It's all gone. Then, with that, you know, material, mental figure, or the mental imagination, we move on to the next body. Krishna explains in the 13th chapter, just as the air carries aroma, the living entities carrying the concept of life from one body to another. Who can explain this other than Krishna? Right? Just as an air carries aroma, right? When you go through a rose garden, what smell do you get? Rose. Air carries. So in the same way, we carry conception. I want to be happy. My only my material life. And now after it, I'll get, you know, a big house in Albert Park and 4 children, I'll be happy. Mentally, they are carrying from body to body. Maybe this body you have got human children. Next body, if you are not determined, you get cat children. You get dog children. You get scorpion children. You will get it. Because it's a soul. That's how it works. Krishna explains that. It's not to be taken as a joke. A very serious matter. Right? If you don't have the necessary karma to get a body, you may get even a cat. You will get 5 children from the cat. And you will be happy. This is going on. That's how the material existence is. It keeps on going bodies after body. It gives bodies after body. Material energy is never tired of bodies, okay? You may be tired of bodies. When you get old age, you know. Right? Mahatma Prabhu is still young, but still, you know, technically he's old, but he's young. We know the problems. It's not easy. You want to walk, you cannot walk. You want to lift an object, you cannot do that. Right? Whole body, part by part, piece by piece, it will break down. This is how the material energy works. But the soul will not. One by one will break down. You will not see. You cannot hear. Your blood will diminish. Your skin will wrinkle. Your body will bend. And finally we will die with this body. So Krishna explains, are you the body you are dying? No, you are not. You are spirit soul. You are dead, separate from the body. You are not in a lunatic asylum. Come to me. Become intelligent. Worship me. This is what Krishna is always saying. He's canvassing. He's our lover. He's saying, can you love me? Can you? Krishna is proposing to us. Right? You know, when you're young, you know, they say, I like you, I want to get married. You know, can you ask your father, mother, you know? We propose to someone else. So Krishna is proposing. Do you want to love me? I am very good. What is shortage in me? I've got opulence. I've got beauty. I've got strength. I've got power. You know, I am not shortage of anything. I am the unlimited person. Everyone respects me. I am the Lord of the Lords. Do you want to love me? Yes. Then I have sent my dear devotee, Srila Prabhupada. Follow the process and come back to me. This is what Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. It's a love story between his children and the father, or between anything. Bhagavad Gita is a love story, but it's done in a philosophical way. That's the whole point. So where are you going to go? Like the other day I saw in my house one spider with 20 legs, you know. Right? It is going from this end to that end. Where is it going? What is it thinking? What is it is in the mind? A spider. It's a living entity. It's going here. It's coming there. It's coming there. Going there. This is what we do. When the demigods look at us, so these stupid people, you know, they live only for 60 years. And they have plans, you know, like anything, you know. He wants one house in Singapore, one house in Dubai. What for? You know, same. This, like I was looking at this spider, black spider, going, you know, what are you going to do? It's going here, it's going there, it's searching for his family members. It's finding out, where is my lover? When will I get a lover? I'm old. Who knows? We don't know. Is that family life? So this is how it works. Right? So, we all propose to Krishna, okay? Through the process of... Alright? Okay. It's already time up. I know that you all are tired. So we'll stop here. But one thing, I don't want questions from any of these guys. Because I cannot answer. Right? You've got a question, is it? Time, right? Correct. See? Everyone is conscious about time. You are very good. I am very happy that you are time conscious, not Krishna conscious. Okay, we will stop here. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nithai Gaura Premanam.